countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, if you're a farmer who either has a right of way across another farmer's land, or indeed has a neighbour with a right of way across yours, you need to think about changes in the law that are coming into play later this year. Now, Ashley Meehan of Ashley Meehan Agricultural Solicitors joins me with more information on this. Ashley, good morning to you. So what's the current legal situation regarding rights of way here?
Good morning, Damien. Well, I suppose a right of way is a legal right established generally by usage or a grant to pass along a specific route. And most people are familiar with the concept of a right of way. And I suppose the majority of them are not registered on a person's title, and all has been fine with them. Now, with the advent of what we call e-conveyancing, where they want to try and get everything online for conveyancing, the law in relation to rights of way changed in 2009, and it now requires people that have private rights of way, we call them unregistered rights of way, to have them registered on their title. Initially, it was on by the 30th of November 2012, but I suppose given the huge amount of unregistered rights of way across the country, there was a lot of lobbying, and that was extended to the 30th of November 2021, okay, which is a deadline, obviously, which is looming.
What? Why has it taken so long? It goes back to 2009.
People have put it on the long finger to a certain extent. And I suppose what has happened is that the law was relaxed in 2011, whereby initially what had been suggested was that people had to get a court order in order to have the right of way registered. And obviously this caused consternation. So they brought in another procedure called the Section 49A procedure. It's what's called the Form 68, whereby a person can apply to the land registry directly in order to register what's called an uncontested right of way. So typically what it meant was that the person who was using the right of way would swear an affidavit, basically swearing that they had been using the right of way for 20 years plus, without force, without secrecy, without consent. That application was lodged with a map which would detail the right of way and also your fee of €130, and that it would be processed, and the land registry would typically write out to the landowner over whose land the right of way exists, kind of saying, do you agree to this, and giving them a period, typically 21 days, in order to object. And if they didn't object, the registration proceeded. If they did object, typically the land registry turned it down, and then you were off to court to try and fight it out as to whether there was a right of way there or not. I suppose an issue that has arisen now is that, given that it was put in the long finger by a lot of people, there's a backlog now in the land registry, whereby even if you apply now, there's a good chance that your right of way mightn't be registered by the cutoff date, which is the 30th of November 2021. And I suppose the upshot of that is that if there's a glitch, or if we'll say the person objects to the registration of the right of way, and you don't find that out until after the 30th of November 2021, it's too late to come under what's called the old system. And then you need to come under what's called the new system, whereby it depends on your use of the right of way since the 1st of December 2009.
Right. And the issue, I would have thought, only comes up if you're going to sell land, because there will be a lot of farmers have this agreement with their neighbours, and should it's never mentioned, do they have to still go and register it?
Yeah, it affects, we'll say, there's a couple of different ways in which it's very important now. Firstly, from the scheme's point of view, which is so important in farming now, Damien, if you're claiming the BPS, your basic payment scheme entitlements, GLAS, organic farming scheme, the rules for those particular schemes provide that there must be independent and suitable access for animals and machinery. And it specifically defines independent access as means a public or private roadway or by defined right of way. And I typically find in my own practice that farmers aren't aware of this, and it only really becomes an issue where a department might carry out an inspection and then they go, where's the right of way or defined right of way? And there isn't one, and then they could suffer a penalty. Another one where it's becoming very important is where a person wants to take, maybe borrow money and wants to use the land as security for a loan. And obviously the bank needs to be satisfied that if, I suppose, if the person reneges on the loan or defaults, that if they take the land, if they try to sell it to try and recoup the money, that there is access and that they can access the land. So they are insisting, and they have been for a good number of years, that there is a registered right of way, or we'll say that the land over which they're taking the security bounds a public road. So it's very important from those aspects. And then the other thing I'd find from a practical perspective, you might have two farmers of the same vintage and they've get on well and they've been, you know, there's been no access, no issues around the right of way. But, you know, if the farm maybe changes hands, is sold, or maybe there's succession, if, you know, and a younger generation might inherit it, that there might be problems then. There might be, you know, maybe about the extent of the right of way, where typically the farmer had been going in and out at certain times of the year, and, you know, there was a certain amount of freedom. There mightn't be that same element of freedom, that there might be stickier, there might be a bit more awkward. Yeah. So I think generally it's good where you have a good working relationship with the other party, that you take steps in order to register the right of way rather than waiting for a problem to arise.
Okay, well, finally, Aisling, are you getting many queries in this? Would this affect now many farm owners or many farmers and landowners?
A huge amount of queries in the last couple of weeks, especially because the Law Society has just issued two practice notes in it. Well, there was one just before Christmas as well. So they have flagged potential problems with it. One being that with this, what we call the easier application direct to the land registry, because of the backlog now, and also because there's, as part of that application, you have to swear an affidavit. And as part of that, you might cut off other options in order to register rights away, so that they're advising people now to maybe not go down that procedure if there is a problem that they may need to rely on another avenue to register the right away down the road.
Okay.
And then secondly, from the point of view of, we'll say, if there's foreshore or if there's a right away against the state, there's the longer period of 30 or 60 years in which you have to be using the right away in order to register it. So I suppose my advice would be to farmers to get onto it straight away, to talk to their solicitor. And if possible, you know, ideally, if you can talk to the other landowner, and if they're willing to acknowledge that they would just simply sign a deed and that you'd have that registered, rather than to have to go down the other route and maybe have to take proceeding against the landowner, because that's always obviously a matter of last resort.
Absolutely, a way you don't want to be going falling up with the neighbours on that. Well, listen, Aisling, thank you. It's very timely. It's important information, and the farmers that it affects that are listening to us will understand deeply what you're on about there, and that they need to get cracking on it. So Aisling Meehan of Aisling Meehan Agricultural Solicitors in County Clare, thanks as always for joining us on Countrywide.
RTE Radio 1. Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our Mart Price Calculator on farmersjournal.ie.